This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good morning, my friend. It is about 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Time now for the Wednesday talk show here on WSMI, the station you can count on. I'm Terry Tote, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Good morning, Uncle Ralphie.
Howdy.
How are ye this fine day?
Well, I've been thinking about changing my name to One-Eyed Ralph.
You still having some trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Go back next week and see what's going on. But
is it not healing quite as...
Well, he said slow, but I think it's slower than slow.
Okay.
But he said 4 to 6 months, so...
And we're talking about the effects of a detached retina.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, you just hang in there, man. If it's any consolation.
Yeah.
The shades
yeah.
look good on you.
Yeah.
That's a good look for Uncle Ralph.
Yeah. I guess I'm a little over anxious for it to heal, but hopefully it'll get there. He says it will, so. But it was totally detached, so that complicated things a little.
Yeah, it just wasn't a partial.
No,
It was floating around.
Full blown.
Yeah.
One of the 5 or 6 worst ones he ever worked on, he said, and I said, well, I always like to be top of the class, you know.
You have that knack, Ralph.
Yeah, yeah.
John Leonard's joining us today from the Litchfield Park District. Good morning, John. It's good to have you in the studio, my friend.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell you what, we need to do a little business, take a break. Our program sponsored by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Back to Chad in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we've been helping local families make final arrangements in advance for many years. We can help you plan ahead so that when our services are needed, everything will be in order and your family can begin the healing process without the burdens of having to make arrangements at the time of need. At Plummer Funeral Home, we make funeral planning easy for you. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And once again, here on the Wednesday Talk Show, John Leonard with the Litchfield Park District joining us in studio. And John, it's good to have you in studio. We've been able to kind of keep in contact with you. You've been a busy fellow with the Litchfield Park District. You're involved. You got your hands in several different things going on around the area.
Yes,
but first
we do.
And foremost,
yes,
kudos. The Walton Park area looks absolutely terrific.
Well, thank you. That's all because we have a good team. There's a lot of people pulling in the right direction to accomplish a goal that benefits our community.
Mm-hmm. I have a saying, it's always better to be lucky than good. And sometimes we stumble upon things that help us. We are able to come in contact with citizens we didn't know would want to volunteer to help out, and all these sort of things happened. And it's just a wonderful thing for the community.
Well, the community's been great over the last several years of participating. Again, I have to agree with you. There's a lot of people out there that will donate their time. Some will donate their money, some will donate their expertise, and some will donate and then just come right out and say, please don't mention me.
Mm-hmm.
Allow me just to stay where I'm at, and I'll help you any way I can. A lot of people, you know, with educated backgrounds, when we get into some certain items that we're not familiar with, we're lucky enough to be able to turn to those individuals, because we found out in the real world, that was their specialty, and they're retired now, and they don't hesitate a lot of times. 9 out of 10 will step up to the bat, especially when they find out it benefits the young, the elderly, and our community as a whole.
And, of course, Walton Park has been a household name in the Litchfield area for a long, long time.
It dates back to 1874. We have proven this. It is embedded in our history. It's just the way it is.
And it's busy constantly.
Oh, even with the road, we have a reservation program where you don't have to stay out there all night. We don't charge you for it. We do it in an organized manner. And, yeah, it was the reservations were down the last 3 years, but it was still growing. Last year when we put the covered bridge in, everybody just could not believe that we were still moving forward. And on the same line, we just finished some RC, brand new RC tracks being brought onto a facility on the far south end. One's a oval, the other is a off-road. We just year before last, we completely rebuilt our ball field. New fences, dugouts. A lot of people have been really coming on board. We have been given an endowment for the first time in Walton Park's history, thanks to Patricia and Mac Ritchie. I mean, that was just a godsend.
And I know from experience that once work starts, then you get a lot of people interested. A lot of times you have to take that first step to get something moving as far as a new project is concerned. And then once people see that things are happening, then you pique their interest.
Oh, it's just been, you know, and believe this or not, I had a person that lived out here at the lake, had lived out here about 20 years. And after the dam had ruptured, I was standing there out at the lake talking to some people, and Walton Park was brought up. And this individual gave me a funny look. And said, Walton Park.
Never heard
What's
of
Walton
it?
Park?
Really?
Yes. And I commenced to explain it to him, and now I see him there off and on all the time because it's such a beautiful place. And in the evening, it's very quiet, peaceful. You can relax. You can take – when I first started, you had broken glass and dirt. And now you can actually take your family out there, take your shoes off, and enjoy yourself. And believe it or not, the community and people that are going out there are helping us police it. I had an individual come up to me and say, do you know those people over there? I said, no. I said, why? Well, they told me I needed to pick up after myself. I said, excuse me, you need to tell me why you're telling me this. It doesn't seem to match because they're asking you to pick up after yourself because they enjoy this facility and families are coming back and a lot of single families are coming back. And one of these days we're going to have water back in that park. We're going to have fish back in that park where people can enjoy that again.
And what a great place, you know, it has been in the past for family picnics, family reunions, or whatever, because you got area for the kids to play. You know, you've got things there for them to play on and with. And so it just makes it a great park, and it's not so large that people, so to speak, get lost, you know.
Well, it's a total of a little over 60 acres in total since we claimed the other land. And the work that has been done on that spillway just makes it beautiful coming into there. I mean, before, if you remember what it looked like, you could not even go down the hillside without a brush knife of some kind.
Yeah.
It was just in broken glass, nests of rats. And, you know, we got to say thank you to the Vandalia Work Farm because they helped us come in here and clear that land. And then after this accident 3 years ago, everything that we've wanted to do has been done. And once that grass comes in, it's just going to be beautiful.
Yeah. You can take care of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we will mow it on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. John, we've got a lot to talk about today. Let's talk a little bit about the Pepsi Refresh program, which is a really neat thing. And a lot of, in particular, we know that the Gillespie School District was able to get some help from this a couple years ago. And you're trying to take advantage of this sort of thing to help out with the Litchfields pool.
What we have is the Memorial Pool has a liner in it when they went to zero depth. It's approximately 15 years old. It's been off warranty for the last five. We've been repairing it. There's patches everywhere. I mean, we have some very large patches, but it is at the end of its lifespan. It's no longer flexible. It's getting brittle. We spoke with the manufacturer, and they're telling us it's at its end of its life expectancy. So what we're trying to do is we met with Pepsi, and they brought to the attention to us about this Refresh Pepsi. It's www.refresheverything.com. It is the grant program that, as you acknowledged earlier, that the Bunnell High School used. We have found that we have been one of them accepted to participate. And if you go to www.refresheverything.com and then put in replace the pool liner at Memorial Pool in Litchfield, you will help us get a chance at a $50,000 grant to help us replace that liner. And we have priced that liner, and right now replacement cost on it is around $50,000.
But that's just the cost of the liner. That's not the labor involved, right?
Well, we don't know exactly where the line is drawn there. We are paralleling a bond issue along with this program. It has to be done regardless. But if we're lucky enough to get this grant, and by the way, once September 1st comes in, you can only vote one time. You can vote five times a day, but you can only register one computer and one name per household. And if you do this, please don't hesitate to, you know, talk about it on Facebook, Twitter. This, we need help, not only from Litchfield, but the surrounding areas. We have them coming all the way over as far as Jerseyville. We had one lady express how expensive it is for her large family to go and how reasonable priced Litchfield Memorial Pool is. I mean, she quoted hot dog prices, hamburgers, and we were like a dollar, definitely a lot lower than the places she was speaking of. And you figure you got more than two children, it gets pretty expensive.
Perhaps a dumb question, but what's the material this liner is made out of?
It's like a neoprene. It's a soft, like a diver suit on one side and a rubberized spray-on material, it looks like, on the other. And it's real flexible. And it was mounted, it was attached to the old concrete pool that was there. But anybody that has lived here knows for a fact that has always been an area that's held water. And it in the when we get to it in the springtime, a lot of times you'll see great big huge bubbles. Well, that's not air. That's nothing but water pushing that liner up. And over the years, up and down has made it brittle.
Well, mid-Illinois weather does take its toll on it with the freeze-thaw cycle in the winter. The sun rays, the UV rays alone continue to weaken any sort of material. So, yeah, if it's 15 years, it's time to change the liner.
Well, and you know what? We found out I was speaking to the gentleman from the health department, and I think he's over, and don't quote me for sure on this number, like 17 counties. And we were sitting down, and I have to say thank you to our employees, part of our team of the Litchfield Park District. He told us out of all the pools that he's dealt with, our records are kept up closer, tighter. Our facilities are cleaner. Our chemicals are usually right on when he comes in. And so that made me very proud that we have a team that is that responsible to our community, because there's chemicals that are put into that water to make it safe for our children can also hurt them if it's not regulated.
That's right. That's right. Very, they're very fine line there.
And it, we've learned
not just anybody can do that.
Well, and we have a good team of individuals that work together very well to accomplish this.
So, John, people can vote, and basically, if enough votes are garnered, then Litchfield's in the running for this $50,000 grant.
Correct. We could be in the top 10. And the understanding I have, if you're in the top 10, you're looking really good. And again, that's www.refresheverything.com. Then put in replace the pool liner at Memorial Pool in Litchfield. And please vote up to five times a day. Tell your friends, help us out. We need your help. If we could get this, that would allow us to take the money that we've set aside to put more. We have future plans for the Litchfield Memorial Pool to expand to make it more user-friendly for parties. And if we could get this grant, that would allow us to take our money to accomplish that goal.
Just gives you some additional revenue to work with.
Oh, and absolutely. We definitely need it.
Absolutely.
There's not a park district around here that cannot use it. Well, you understand that.
Well, y'all, for one, you always need dirt somewhere.
Oh, yes.
And you always have some maintenance to take care of because people use facilities and they just need a little maintenance now and then.
Yes.
You can put up the best maintenance-free building or whatever, but it still takes a little maintenance.
So. Oh, there's never anything maintenance-free.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not truly maintenance-free.
It's like your automobile or many other things that you own and maintain. You can own and give them the best tender, loving care. Sooner or later, they're going to wear out.
Yeah,
they're going to. It's just that's the way life is. They're going to wear out, regardless of what it is. and you have to replace them.
And John, one thing about this pool liner, if you get the new liner put in here, that's going to take care of the pool for a few years, and then you have a chance to do the other things around it, probably get more traffic through the pool area. It just helps out the park district to get ready for the next time it needs to replace the pool liner, because, you know, this isn't going to last forever.
Correct. We understand that. They all have a life expectancy on them, and the thing is, it just doesn't benefit the pool. We actually are the community babysitters. That's just the way it goes. The children come there. We want them to have a safe and healthy place to participate, and a nice place that you can bring your family where you feel safe. We've been told from the people that are coming from out of town is one thing that they have basically insisted on, that there is not being done at the areas that they're coming from. We don't allow the bullying. Mm-hmm. If this is going on, our lifeguards will take interest very quickly and adapt, adjust, and we'll fix that problem. Either it will be done with a conversation, or maybe we have to set them down, or if need to be, we will have you removed from that system. Because we want everybody to have a memorable experience.
And it's great physical activity for kids, and we hear so much anymore about kids not being physically active. Here's an opportunity for them to be physically active.
There's not a grant out there now that isn't tied to kids. That's one of the main objectives. Let's get children outside. Let's get them active. Let's let them not get overweight. That's going to happen. That's just nature. But you need to work that heart, the cardio, to get in there, to make things, to make you healthier, to make life easier for yourself.
John, another event that you're tied in with here, and we could sit here and talk forever about the parks. but the White Buffalo Powwow is coming up at Lake Lou Yeager, September 9, 10, and 11?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And this is an annual event.
It's actually the fourth annual White Buffalo Powwow, and they honor all veterans. It's at Lake Lou Yeager at Picnic Area 4. Each year it has grown. We see more and more people wanting to get back in touch with their culture, where they're from. They want to see what life was back then.
What brought this to Litchfield in the first place? What was the...
Well, believe it or not, Jim Cadwell and I were speaking one day, and we always had, you know, Jim Kirby had the nine-finger rendezvous, and they were looking something along that line, but we could not find anyone that wanted to participate or take that responsibility. And I knew Rick and Patty Rhodes from years back, and this is what Mr. Rhodes does for a living. He travels all over to these Native American powwows, and we were lucky enough where he was home at that time, and we got to sit down, and he went out and met with Jim Cadwell, and everybody agreed on what we were trying to accomplish, and it just grew. It just kept growing, and I spoke to Mr. Rhodes the other day, and he has people coming from all over. It's going to be the largest event. I think he even has some individuals that have some ties to the Cahokia Downs, Cahokia Mounds. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that is something that people are finding out what their history is.
This would be an extremely educational thing to participate in and watch.
Yes. I mean, these dances, they're not just movements. These movements have a reason behind them. Some are religious. Some are ideals of what their beliefs are. And to see these individuals perform and watch how dedicated they are is just truly amazing.
Is there any cost for this, John?
No. This is free to the public. They asked that a donation of $2 for parking because before the parking was terrible. We had to park out on the road. You worry about children getting, you know, injured. And we were lucky enough that Jim Cadwell out the lake found us a better place there at Picnic Area 4, which goes towards the volunteer firemen. If you don't understand what we're talking, I think it's Marina 2 also. It's just going to be a great event. Last year, they guesstimated somewhere around 3,500 people showed up all 3 days. I mean, it was elbow to elbow. And this year, we have a larger group of dancers coming in.
Are people able to talk to the participants?
Oh, yes. They're very friendly. They'll take the time. Mr. Rhodes and his wife, Patty, that are their entire family is involved, that help with the cooking and everything that goes on. Believe me, they're approachable. They'll take the time to explain to you what you're seeing. And there is an individual that explains what they're doing before the dancers or as the dancers are participating.
An interpreter of some sort. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's great. That's great. And that's at Lake Lou, 9th, 10th, and 11th.
So, yes.
And they always traditionally honor the veterans.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. That's one great item that we all should do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. John, give us some information again for those who want to help out with the Pepsi Refresh program here to help get you in the running for a new pool liner, to get you some help there. Give us that website again that they can go to.
That's www.refresheverything.com. Then put in replace the pool liner at Memorial Pool in Litchfield, and you can vote up to 5 times a day. You can only register 1 computer, 1 name per household. Please remember that, because if you do 2, that will nullify all your votes.
Right.
You can only do 1 per household, 1
name.
Be
caught cheating. Don't do that.
And we don't want you to do that. No, we want you to be straight with everybody, for we can get this liner. We really, truly need your help.
Absolutely. John, do you have any other projects coming down the line here that you can...
Yes, we do. We're going to have a Welcome Back to Walton Park Day. We're looking at October 8th. We're also on October 8th. The Walton Park Bashers are going to have their first RC remote control race out at Walton Park. It'll be its first sanctioned event. We're also looking at, on the Welcome Back to the Pool, we're looking at having an old-fashioned ice cream social from about 11:30 till 3 in the afternoon. Please, anybody that can hear my voice, you don't have to be from Litchfield, come out and take a look at what we're talking about. That a team effort accomplished has turned something that was run down into the old a piece of coal. Now it's a diamond.
It's a diamond. That's right.
And believe me, we're going to have the old-fashioned concrete or ice cream social.
Yeah.
And we're looking at also maybe the same day, a couple hours in the morning, if people would like to come in and help us clean up the shoreline like they do out at Lake Yeager, to help us make Walton Park a cleaner and safer place for our community.
Very quickly, how many RCs are you participants are you guessing you might come
across? I have no idea.
No idea.
We know that they want to put us on the southern tour, I guess they call it.
Mm-hmm.
They have a circuit from, I think, Wood River, and they have several other communities. They're wanting to bring us into that for they can hold events here,
well,
which is a great thing.
Sounds to me like you're probably going to get a lot of people from out of town. And they'll end up spending some money in town.
That would be great for our merchants in town. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And real quick reminder to all our listeners out there, when you visit any park, not only Walton Park, clean up after yourself. Don't leave a mess for somebody else to clean up.
That is truly thankful.
John and I get tired of picking up trash.
I'm not the only one. We found it. A lot of people
There's a lot of people. And
yes.
I know around the park and around my neighborhood, I've got neighbors that'll go over there and just pick up stuff. So
it's part of being a team.
Yes.
And participating, and we all do this. It makes our communities a better place.
Believe me, I live in the country, and I know about picking up other people's trash.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Be careful out there. Be a good citizen. Don't litter. We've been saying that for 40 years in this country, and we still can't get it across to people.
Take a few extra minutes. Don't be in such a hurry. It only takes a few seconds to bend over and pick up that soda can or that candy bar wrapper.
Yeah.
And please, we have receptacles all over the facilities. Our gentleman will be more than happy to come out and empty that than having to chase that stuff in the wind.
John Leonard from Litchfield Park District. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure, John, to talk to you about the park and how things are progressing out there, and keep up the good work, my friend.
Well, thank you, and I would like to say thanks to all the Park District commissioners besides myself and our employees for doing such a good job.
They do a great job out there. That's going to do it. Uncle Ralph, we'll see you on Saturday for Sports Saturday, and we'll be talking football once again. It's week number 2 here in the football season. That's it for our Wednesday talk show brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. For John Leonard, for Uncle Ralph, I'm Terry. Stick around. We've got The man, the myth, and the legend, Earl Sorrell's on his way with that opening market report here on AM 1540.